everyone, on this Monday morning, Monday evening, 5 o'clock. I get the time right. This Pastor Buck Stanley, glad tidings of Jacksonville. Pastor Nikki Stanley.
Good evening.
We're happy to be here with y'all this afternoon. We're coming to you from the sanctuary in our little reserved place here in the corner to bring you the good news. Oh, what's good? I've had people say, what's good about it? Everything. God's given us air to breathe. He brought the sun up today.
Amen.
If you're close with him, you can feel his presence, and that's worth more. 1 minute with the Lord is worth 1,000 years without him.
Amen.
So we're coming today just wanting to encourage you. I want you to understand that everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
And through this haze and this mist, we got to start seeing a little more clearly that God is doing a great thing.
Amen.
God is doing a wonderful thing. Oh, sure, there's a lot of things that we don't like that's happening now.
Amen.
But if you just look, a little further out there, and you'll see that God is working in families. God is working in people's hearts. There are people that are turning their hearts to God. And you know, only through the Father drawing someone can they really feel the heartstrings that Jesus will play on your heart.
Amen.
So I just want to say today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's see what God has for us. Father in heaven, great, almighty, all-powerful, all-holy God, we just come to say thank you. We've come to thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace and forgiveness of sins. We want to thank you, Jesus, for making that trip from your throne to this earth, to be born in the most humblest way, to step down from your rulership in heaven, and to be a baby born of a virgin.
Amen.
Grew up to be a man with no sin, and you gave your life for us. Took our sins upon you at the cross of Calvary. And God, we thank you for salvation. To the world is foolishness, but those that will believe, it becomes life, and life more abundantly.
Amen.
And it gives us a future. Oh, Father, open up the hearts and minds of your people to know that we've got a bright future. That even the worst of times on this earth won't be worthy to be mentioned in heaven when we enjoy the things that you have for us in a new glorified body. Now, Lord, we lift up the sick, the downtrodden. We lift up today, Lord, this Monday. Lord, we lift up those that are discouraged. We lift up those that are sick. We lift up those that are fearful. We lift up those with anxiety. We lift up those, Lord, that are going through health issues that only you can help.
Amen.
And Lord, we believe. We believe, God, that if we will repent and turn to you, turn from our wicked ways and turn to you, that we will be forgiven. And our hope and everything, oh, it'll be restored.
Amen.
Have your way now, Lord. Have your way. Forgive us of our sins. If there be one that's lost today that just stumps through the live streaming, and Lord, hold them there to that.
Yes.
Until they see that they have a need for a loving, forgiving God. Oh, yes. I tell you what, let's do, Pastor Nikki. Let's just sing that. Crank it up a little bit. Well, Jesus,
there's just something about that name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Master,
take time
Amen.
Out and just praise our God. We Amen. Praise you, Lord. We praise you and we love you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord.
That word.
Well, let's sing this song and get your banjo out.
All
what
right.
do you say?
Okay. It's called Bubbling in My Soul. We are happy in Jesus.
Oh, it's bubbling. It's bubbling.
It's bubbling in my soul. There's singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night.
One more time.
It's bubbling. Bubbling in my soul, and singing and laughing,
and laughing.
Since Jesus made me whole.
Well,
folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. It's bubbling.
Can I keep
keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night.
It's bubbling.
Amen.
It's bubbling day and night.
Can't keep it quiet, can we?
No. It's like a fire.
Amen.
It's like a fire. I just can't keep it inside. Don't want to keep it inside.
No.
I spent most of my life living for the devil, and I thank God at 43 years old that Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one that walked the shores of Galilee, the one that walked on the Galilean Sea.
Amen.
That one come into my life at 43 and turned my world upside down. I'll never be the same. I pray that Jesus has turned your world upside down, because once you receive him into your life, you'll never be the same. You won't want to turn back. Oh, you might be tempted sometimes to turn back, but folks, I say this to you, that all of God's people, we will be tempted from time to time. And that's when we need to draw nigh to God. And he said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you.
That's right.
And I want to thank God that Pastor Nikki's going to read and tell us some good news today in the last book of this good old King James Version Bible.
Amen. What's on my heart is Revelation 21. And I love Revelation because it tells us in the end we win. We might go through all kinds of trials and tribulations. Our faith will be tested. But listen to this final good news. This is John talking, the Apostle John. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Ooh, hallelujah. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Boy, Pastor Buck's gone through some terrible pain with that knee operation, and there won't be any more pain like that. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. Boy, does that sound familiar? That's like when Jesus was hanging on the cross and he said, it is finished. The work that had to be done in order to save mankind from their sin was done on that cross. Well, here he says, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that a wonderful word? Amen.
Oh, that's good news.
Oh, it's wonderful
that's
news.
That's good news, Pastor Nikki.
We ought to read that every day and be reminded, because there's so many things that happen all day long. Pains in our tummies, people that say unkind things, the news that's got us thinking about death and... But look at there. There's the truth and the good news.
Well, we hear so much news, and it's all so different. And sometimes you don't know what to believe, even if you hear it.
Right.
On the news. But I want to tell you, this Word of God's been around for a mighty long time. And I want to say this to you today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He tells you He loves you, in the very beginning of the Bible, when God created, when He created everything in a man and a woman, He said, it's good. And I want to tell you today that this Word of God, it's good. And we see where this is the last book in the Bible called Revelation. A lot of things is hard to understand because John, the only apostle that wasn't martyred for Jesus' sake in the gospel, John wrote this and tried to explain things in the way future, and he tried to describe things that he had never seen before. Now, if you was to write a book about something, and you were going to write about the year 2040, 20 years from now, and God would show you something to write, and you would try to write it down and explain it, but this was something you'd never seen before, never been around before, then it would be hard. And Revelation is a hard book to understand. But in this 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, even a child can understand what God is saying. The first verse, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away. There was no more sea. If you believe there is a God and you believe in the flood, that God destroyed everything except 8 people in the flood and those that was on the ark, the animals, then you must believe when God said, I'll put a sign in the sky that I'll never do it again by water, but I will do it by fire. God says that this earth as we know it is going to be destroyed by fire. The heavens will melt. It's going to be a fearful time. Oh, what a fearful time if you don't know Jesus and you're not safe in His arms. But John said, I heard a great voice from heaven saying, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Woo! Glory to God! God's going to come and be with us and dwell with us, and God shall wipe away all the tears from our eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, even a child of God that's walking with Jesus has a lot of sorrow. And we cry about a lot of things. I cry a lot at night about my family and my children and my great-grandchildren, grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren. And my family, some of them are lost and they don't know the way. And I don't want to see anyone not make it into heaven. I don't want to see anyone go to hell, but I especially don't want to see my family go to a place called hell. God shall wipe away the tears from our eyes. We look around and we see how that people have forsaken our God, and how people have went after other things, and how people has established their own righteous way of living. And God is saying, I wrote down in my book the way I wanted you to live, and I'm giving you an opportunity. If you will confess your sins, I will forgive them, and I will give you a glorified body one day. Immortal. Amen. Immortality will never die, and a new heaven and a new earth, and God will come and be with us. I won't have to pray and not be able to see God. I'll be able to worship Him right there in His presence. As the old song says, face to face, I shall behold Him.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Face to face, I shall behold Him. And there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. And then John said, in the fifth verse, he said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said, "Now you write this down." You know why he wanted him to write it down? So today, yes, you can hear the good news. So yes, that today I can hear the good news. Is that one day I'm going to a land where I'll never grow old. I'm going to a place where there'll be no more suffering. I'm going to a place where there'll be no sin. I'm going to a place where everybody will love each other. Oh, I would to God that we could do that in this United States of America, that we could love each other in spite of our differences. But no, if somebody don't think the way we think, if somebody don't act the way that we think they should act, if somebody don't look the way we think they should look, then we automatically make them an enemy to us. And the Bible says that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual thing. We want to go about to establish our own righteousness when the only righteousness there is the righteousness of God. Amen. And oh, how he wants to live in us now through the Holy Ghost. He wants to live in us and be our righteousness. Amen. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we're not perfect yet. No, we're not perfect. We'll not be perfect until that great day comes when the graves will open up. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air to be with him forevermore. And then our bodies, our corruptible bodies, will be turned into incorruption. Amen. And there'll be no filth. There'll be no sin. Sin is nothing but filth. Sin is the worst thing that I could say today, because it separated Adam and Eve from God, and it's separating us from God now. Amen. Sin. If God said something 2,000 years ago was a sin, it's still a sin today. The Word of God never changes. And I want to say this because I love you, that God's people have something really to look forward to, and something that we can munch on, and we can enjoy a taste of heaven now.
Amen.
As we travel on our journey to our destination, let's make our journey a real enjoyable, a victorious one. And only what's done for Christ is going to last.
Amen.
Oh, beloved, I'm saying this to you today because I love you. And the Lord says that we shall be his children, and he will be our God.
Amen.
He will be our God. Oh, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, oh, you know, you can't make him your Lord and Savior at the same time. You got to get saved first, and then you got to follow him, and then he can be your Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Won't he come into your heart if you ask him? Yes,
Amen.
He will. So would you ask him today? Would you repent of your sins? Would you simply say, "I don't understand, but I do know that the Bible says that I'm a sinner, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And we got to get that squared away in heaven. There's a book in heaven where the Lamb's Book of Life, that book is going to be open on Judgment Day. And if we have not taken care of the sin in our life by repenting and receiving Jesus and turning from our evil way and turning and following Christ, our name is not going to be in that book. And he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And it don't have to be that way. It don't have to be that way. Nobody can say that God sends them to hell. We have to make that choice and to say, "No, I don't want that Bible stuff. I don't want that Christianity. I don't want all that religious stuff." Is saying, "Well, my name's not in your book of life, then I'm going to hell." God don't want you going there. No, heaven is going to be, how beautiful and wonderful heaven must be. All it takes is for you to take that first step I say it all the time, take that first step of repentance, godly repentance. Oh, man. And then God starts going to work. Amen. Jesus, he died for you and took your sins upon him. Yes. He wants to give you a lively hope. He wants to give you a future, a bright future. He wants to take what's wrong and make it right. He wants to take you from the world and make you one of his in his kingdom. You can do it right now.
Amen.
You can do it right now. And oh, blessed brothers and sisters, are you in your comfort zone? I tell you what, this pandemic has took a lot of people out of their comfort zone.
Amen.
I tell you, we pastor this church here, Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. And when I see that there's only maybe a fourth of the people here on Sunday because of this, and our nursing home people will be quarantined for I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. And do you know a real pastor's heart is the people? And when I see that I, as a pastor, I took coming to church for granted. I took people being here for granted. You know, I failed. I failed in that respect. Now that I don't have in the sanctuary what I took for granted before, it shows me that I was in a comfort zone.
Amen.
It's time for God's people to get out of our comfort zone, get out of the box, and let's enjoy the things that God has for us. Number one's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I say this to you, my brothers and sisters, let's ask for that first love to be restored in our heart.
Yes.
When we were so happy to be saved, and
Amen.
We felt the cleansing and all of our guilt was gone, and
Amen.
We were so happy, we had to tell somebody about it.
Had to tell somebody.
Let's get back and let's take the good news and apply it to our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy floods my soul.
Right now,
Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me.
Oh, won't you come?
His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to
Nikki and I want to thank you for having us today. We have a few more days. We have a few more days of good news, and then we'll be packing up next week and going up to our wonderful little place on the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And our church up there in the campground.
The church that we were able to build in 2006, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we get to go up every summer when the campground opens up. And so we got news that the campground has opened up. So we'll be heading up that way to open up the church. But we're going to have maybe 7 or 8 more of these good news services while we're here in Jacksonville. And we invite you to be with us at 5 o'clock, around that 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, right?
Amen. And we hope that we're a blessing to you.
Listen, you could just make a comment or something and just say, I enjoyed it. That would encourage us.
Thank you.
That would encourage us.
So, thank
you,
everybody.
Or you maybe could share it with your friends. And if you want to go to our Facebook page, then I've got it open for anyone that wants to go in there, and you can go in there and you can pick up each one of those Good News services off of our Facebook page.
Yes.
But we'd love to hear from you. I ain't asking for no money now. I didn't say that. I just like for you to just say, I listened today and I enjoyed it. That would encourage us, wouldn't it?
That's true. You're our congregation. We can't see you right now, but we'd love to see your faces on Facebook.
Yes,
praise
the Lord. And we're going to close today with this old song. It's called No Tears in Heaven.
This is a wonderful song. To think about no tears in heaven, and God's going to wipe them away. He bottled them, and then he's going to just, I'm sure, pour them out.
Oh, yes!
No tears, all will be glory. Oh, we'll be gladness when we shall join that happy band.
No tears,
no tears up there.
No tears,
no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown.
No tears in heaven fair.
No tears,
no tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known.
Well, glory is waiting.
Yes,
waiting up yonder.
Shall spend an endless day there with our Savior. We'll be forever where no more sorrow can dismay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No tears
in heaven fair.
Tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown.
Bye-bye, pain.
No tears
in heaven fair.
No tears,
no tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known.
In heaven, where all will be made new. All right, let's sing it now.
No tears
in heaven fair.
No tears,
no tears up there.
Sorrow
and pain will all have flown.
Bye-bye, pain.
No tears
in heaven.
No tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
One more time.
No tears in heaven fair, no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown.
Hallelujah.
No tears in heaven fair. No tears, no tears.
bye. See you tomorrow.